This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Two of Asia's rivals are engaging in dueling diplomacy over Russia's Ukraine invasion. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Two of Asia's rivals are engaging in dueling diplomacy over Russia's Ukraine invasion. In Russia, and Ukraine.
I'm very glad to welcome in Kiev Prime Minister of Japan, Kishida Fumio.
Chinese President Xi Jinping was at the Kremlin, where Vladimir Putin said Beijing's proposed peace deal could be a basis for ending the fighting in Ukraine when the West is ready. But the U.S. and its allies have shown no interest in a deal they say would only benefit Moscow. I'm Sagar Magani.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Ukrainian troops on Wednesday near the frontline city of Bakhmut and handed out medals to soldiers. He thanked them for protecting the country's sovereignty. They all observed a moment of silence for the fallen military heroes that defended Ukraine. Fierce battles continued in the eastern Donetsk region, where Russia is straining to encircle the city of Bakhmut in the face of persistent Ukrainian defense. Meanwhile, some Ukrainian soldiers have nearly finished Patriot missile training at a U.S. Army post. Journalists invited by the Army have seen dozens of Ukrainian soldiers conducting training exercises in the U.S. state of Oklahoma in the Southwest Prairie at Fort Still Army Post. They've been there since January. 65 Ukrainians have been taught how to use the Patriot missile system. This is VOA News. The U.S. is trying to tamp in any anger from China over an upcoming stopover by Taiwan's leader. Here's the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen is tentatively scheduled to transit through New York on March 30th before heading to Guatemala and Belize. She's expected to stop in Los Angeles on April 5th on her way back to Taiwan. Following an August visit by then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Beijing launched missiles over Taiwan, deployed warships across the median line of the Taiwan Strait, and carried out military exercises near the island. Beijing also suspended climate talks with the U.S. and restricted military-to-military communication with the Pentagon. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that the planned stopovers are business as usual and consistent with long-standing U.S. policy.
That was Lisa Dwyer reporting. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is set to win parliamentary approval on Wednesday for a key element of a post-Brexit deal on Northern Ireland, a victory tainted by a lack of support from the province's biggest unionist party and some of his lawmakers. Sunak has sought to end years of wrangling over Brexit by revisiting one of the trickiest parts of the negotiations to ensure smooth trade to Northern Ireland without creating a so-called hard border with Britain or the European Union. French garbage collectors, refinery workers, and others are striking again. They are angry about President Emmanuel Macron's decision to force the divisive bill raising the retirement age from 62 to 64 without a parliamentary vote. The U.S.-led annual joint military exercises in West Africa are introducing maritime training for troops in the Gulf of Guinea. VOA's Henry Wilkins reports.
Troops from Ghana, Nigeria, and Ivory Coast prepare to board a ship carrying actors playing the role of hostages. It's the first time in almost 20 years that the U.S.-run counterterrorism exercises, known as Flintlock, have included maritime training for West African troops. Some Flintlock participants questioned why a big focus of this year's exercise was on the southern parts of West Africa's coastal states. The terror threat to those countries is coming from the north, from militants linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State in the Sahel and Boko Haram in northeast Nigeria. US military organizers said the request for maritime training came from their African partners. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Sogokope, Ghana.
Japan beat the United States to win the 2023 World Baseball Classic Tuesday. Baseball fans in Tokyo erupted when Japan star pitcher Shohei Ohtani struck out Mike Trout to end the game in the U.S. city of Miami in Florida. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.